Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Man, I've got a lot of points I want to make. Ladies and gentlemen, we're broadcasting worldwide and we are live. Already, hard to believe, the 30th day of November 2014 on this live Sunday edition. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I intend to open the phones up throughout really the last two-thirds of the transmission from the bottom of the hour forward. And I intend to try to be disciplined, which everybody knows I'm not, to go over as much news as possible. There is just so much here to talk about. I live in Austin, Texas, where a few days ago we had somebody at 2:22 a.m., well, we know his name, McWilliams, running around shooting up the police station, the Mexican consulate, and the federal building. And folks want to know my take on that. Well, I'll give you my take on that event. Slain Austin shooter likely had anti-government motive and was against open borders. That's what they're saying is likely. I saw some online videos of him training with ninja swords and stuff, and he fits the same MO as this guy on the East Coast that killed one cop and was hunting others who was obsessed with video games. I just think these are mentally ill people. That said, they're still dangerous. In fact, more dangerous because you don't really know when they're going to strike. But I want to tie that in, his so-called protest, to Ferguson, because I think both incidences of violence are illegitimate. And I got a lot of heat from the, quote, black community last week for criticizing shooting at police and firefighters and shooting up their vehicles and shooting two cops and FBI agents got shot and all sorts of stuff happened. That makes protesting look bad. And Time Magazine came out and said, violent riots necessary, close quote. What, burning down your own neighborhood? So here's the big question. When is it right to have a violent revolution? And then who do you target? We're going to have the big kahuna discussion today. We're going to have it tomorrow. Because this country's on the edge of a staged civil war. And I'm here to try to stop it. And people say, well, I shows you work for the system. You want to stop the overthrow of these people, these pigs and all the rest of it. The pigs, as you call them, are being manipulated by the globalists just like we are. And they're people just like us. And it's a giant psyop I've been warning about for years. The globalists need us divided and conquered. They want to have us fight with low-level people making $50,000 a year. Some of them a lot less. Some of them more. Who I know, on average, do not have a bad motive against the American people. Are they doing twisted jobs? Are they doing things that are unconstitutional? Yes. Are there ways to fix it constitutionally? Yes. Is a giant shootout with the police the answer? No, no, no. The globalists want that, and everything they're doing is trying to kick that off. I have an article here in my stack where the Supreme Court overturned Texas taking blood with these fake rubber stamp warrants. I'm no constitutional lawyer, though I interview a lot of them. But I knew that was unconstitutional. And now it's been overturned. Texas High Court rules warrantless blood draw is unconstitutional. That's the good news right there. That's the Associated Press. So there's some good news. I mean, I heard folks back when this started saying, any cop tries to take my blood without a warrant, I'm going to blast them. That's not going to help the situation. Suing is. Did that cop pass that law? Sure, he probably shouldn't follow unconstitutional orders, but you can't hang the ultimate responsibility on him and say he deserves to get shot because of that. It's up to us to use the system to try to fix it. And then, if we take over the state capitals legally and lawfully and start winning and criminals and government stage some big event, try to round folks up, then you got to defend yourself and you got a right to march on them like 1776. But only when they come to take the guns like Lexington and Concord, then you're in the right. You don't want a war, but if they want one, let it start here today.
He
aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love isn't leaving the freeway. It's the fashion we'll ride as the cities fly by. The taillights dissolve in the coming good night. And the questions and thousands take flight. My love is a miles and away.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome to another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. It's already the 30th day of November 2014. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, live, and many stations. In fact, more stations carry us taped than even carry us live. I want to say hi to over 100 affiliates that pick up the Sunday transmission and to the 180 affiliates or so that pick up the weekday broadcast, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. The news websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Well, where to start here? Where to start? Well, we're going to look at this headline. Time Magazine columnist, violent riots necessary. That's from Time Magazine. Also, CNN is lying when they say Ferguson protesters were peaceful. Another key report. Feds enable arsonists, target Oath Keepers protecting Ferguson businesses. It's all on video, exclusive to InfoWars Nightly News last Friday night. Dana Carvey, the comic, says they're afraid to joke about Obama in the political correctness of America, and he's not even a conservative. That's just some of the news coming up on the Ferguson and police state front. We're going to tie that in to the downtown shooting a couple days ago. Friday morning, right after Thanksgiving, this 49-year-old gentleman, Larry Stephen McWilliams, shot up the Austin Police Department, the Mexican consulate, and the federal building. And one of our listeners sent in a photo of a bank that was shot up, too, but I didn't see that in the news. And without really showing evidence, but it may be true, probably is, who knows, you know, the MO fits, that he was anti-open borders. And they had the Oklahoma senator last week warn of violence on that front. Here's what I want to do front and center before I get into the economic news, airstrikes marking shift and coalition focus to ISIS and what they call their capital. Netflix CEO says broadcast TV will be dead by 2030. I think it'll be quicker than that. A UN torture watchdog urges U.S. crackdown on police brutality. Globalists exploit ISIS threat to empower UN. We're going to talk about the UN today. I want to tie Black Friday in to kind of the lottery ticket mentality that I see in the culture out there that the social engineers are using to great effect. Obama was a big lottery ticket to the Democrats. They thought they were going to get this big super deal putting him to office, free gas, free cars, free homes. You've seen and heard the clips. Oh, thank you, Mr. President. I won't have to worry about my gas, my car, my home. It'll all be free. And he'd say, that's right. That's right. You're going to get that. Wouldn't say, sorry, we can't take from somebody and give to you to that level. So we're going to tie that into Black Friday because here's the deal. We have the articles up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but anybody can just search the term Black Friday is a fraud, and you'll get mainline news admitting it's some of the worst deals of the year. Some states have no sales tax on that day. That is when it's really a good deal. When the state cuts off sales tax, that is, you can believe that's a good day to go shop for stuff you need. And I'm not against commerce and sales. That's what a vibrant economy has. I'm not against consumerism for quality. But mindless consumerism, I'm totally against. And that's what Black Friday is. As a merchant, as someone that sells and develops products very successfully, I know what specials and deals are, and Black Friday is always very upsetting because the scam with Walmart and Target and the rest of them is they raise the prices the week before, they drop them that day, and you don't get a discount. We don't do that at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, whether it's books, T-shirts, high-quality supplements, water filters, dash cams, shortwave radios. We really are giving free shipping on a whole bunch of our products and 20% off. We really are giving buy four, get one free with colloidal silver and free shipping. Our brand of colloidal silver is from the biggest lab in the country that supplies the biggest organic food company. Everybody knows their name. They're based here in Austin. Ours is private labeled. Same stuff that they get private labeled for them. And ours is $5 to $10 less on average. Sometimes they have sales. We did 20% off and free shipping on top of already being on average $5 plus dollars lower. That's Black Friday. And that's free market. We don't fund ourselves like MSNBC and NPR with taxpayer money. As you know, I say like a parrot because it's true. And I'm doing a plug here while I illustrate Black Friday, but that's going to come up at the bottom of the next hour. I've got some articles, some research, some data. I've made some claims. I'm going to go over it and show it to you. Because if you're a TV viewer, you can see it all at InfoWars.com/show, where we have free video feeds of the radio show so you can follow along. If not, you can go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and see the articles we're covering. Or just when I say a term, just put it in a search engine. Don't believe a word I say. Black Friday's a scam. Look it up for yourself. Even Forbes and AP admit that it's not the best day to shop. And I'm not bashing it. We use it to fund ourselves because folks are ready to buy on that day. We make record profits as free market people during this period, but we really give you a good deal. I just can't imagine like jacking something up to $40 the day before and then lowering it to $30, the regular price, and calling it a special. I mean, that's just one of the things they do. It's very annoying. Very annoying. And I just don't like it. Yeah, there's a Black Friday example on TV right there. On Black Friday, it was $29.94. You pull the tag off, it was $24.94. Yeah, a lot of companies actually raise prices on Black Friday. Oh, that's enough. Please, please, please. Yeah, Old Navy marks up before Black Friday. 50% markup. There's an article on that. We're going to get to it later, though. I'm going to print a bunch of articles off and go over it. All I'm saying is don't get scammed, don't get bamboozled when Obama gets up there and says, we're going to shut off coal power plants and give you cheaper energy. You know it's going to increase your prices. Or if you have a business, you didn't build that. I mean, that's a fraud. Or we're going to give you free health care. Or if you already have it, cut your rate to the price of a phone or cable bill. Did that happen? No, it didn't. So it's this bamboozle mindset society. But when we come back, I'm going to really get serious and get focused here. Because to me, the guy that shot up the police station and the Mexican consulate in the federal building is really no different, the white guy, than the predominantly black people led by Democratic Party operatives on record. I mean, that's who's calling for the violence, communist groups and others, to go out and burn down black neighborhoods in protest. And then if you're against burning down a black neighborhood in protest, whether you're right or wrong, I think Mr. Brown's the wrong guy to protest about. I think he's a thug from the evidence, and the cop told the truth. But I'm not anti-black person because I'm against shooting fire department people and police and shooting up their vehicles and burning down houses. I don't want anarchy. I'm not an anarchist. But let me tell you, if you're under attack, that's a whole separate issue to defend yourself. But to hitch our wagon and to say it's the new civil rights movement to shoot at firefighters trying to put houses out, as CNN and others. I mean, here's the CNN headline. I'm going to cover this when we come back. Time Magazine, columnist, violent riots necessary. Let me show you the actual headline out of Time Magazine. There it is, Ferguson, in defense of rioting. Well, you guys printed that for me, but oh, there it is. I got it right here. Time Magazine. In defense of rioting. In defense of rioting? You mean of looting and shooting at firefighters and shooting police? I mean, what is that going to do but start a civil war in this country, which is exactly what the communists and other people want? And by the way, if you go look at the riots going on all over the country right now, it's all communist groups leading it with Democratic Party funding. The Democratic Party is out of its mind.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, my friends. The reason I have what a lot of folks call an uncanny grasp on events and predictions is really no secret at all. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. And I have studied history. Out of thousands of revolutions that have been chronicled in 6,500 years of human recorded history, very few have ended up creating something better than what they had previously. And there's a lot of factors that go into that, but history bears it out. The American Revolution became the model of freedom worldwide, not because we were perfect, not because we didn't, you know, have some problems, but because markedly after the Seven-Year War that started in 1776 and the final ratification years later in 1798 of the Bill of Rights, it created the greatest level of freedom comparatively in the time they were living that anyone had ever seen in the world. And so America became the revolutionary idea. And in British newspapers and in Russian newspapers and Japanese newspapers, the elites openly bemoaned the American system, they called it, and the model by the 1830s, saying we can't compete with people getting to keep 90% of their money. We can't compete with low regulations. We can't compete without a class system. We need monopolies. We need to finance powerful combines in the U.S. to take it over. You see the rise of J.P. Morgan, the Rockefellers, all financed by the Dutch royal family, the British royal family, and by the Rothschilds. I mean, go look it up. That's mainline history. The robber barons, the Rothschilds, all of it. The Rothschilds in Europe, if they wanted your country, they would just finance some nearby dictator to invade you. And they didn't care if they lost because they would finance the other opposition. So that's how I come at things, is historical, how they really work. The government and the media doesn't want you looking into that because the government's run by a lot of special interest on average. Doesn't mean the government's the enemy. It just means it's the object of control and domination. So it's got the special interest in there controlling it. We need to remove those special interests as much as we can. There's no perfect world, no utopia. Only communists and fascists and Hitlerians push utopias. I'm out here promoting a utopia. I'm pushing a republic. I'm pushing rule of law. I'm pushing private property. I'm pushing let the best man win. Competition. What we see today is not capitalism, it's dying capitalism with crony capitalism using socialism to domesticate people in control. And all the major scientists and economic experts and economists agree on that. This is what's in the real policy textbooks. Because even if you're going to serve this system, you've got to know how it works. That's what's frustrating to hear other talk show hosts attack me and national news go after me. Like, oh, it's that crazy guy. When they all know full well that what I'm saying's baseline true and that they're listening to try to garner more information because they know what I'm saying is accurate. And they have their own intel as well. So all I'm saying to new listeners is ignore this information at your own peril. Now, with that said, let me move to the main topic. What is legitimate rebellion? What is legitimate revolution? And I think we should have this topic all throughout the week, not just on this Sunday show, because this is such a big issue. I want to do some special reports, some mini documentaries, you name it, to really break down examples of revolutions that have been successful. And I want to be clear, almost all violent revolutions fail or create something worse. That's a well-known historical fact. What almost always succeeds, but is then not called a revolution, is a velvet revolution, an intellectual revolution, an economic revolution, a revolution of ideas and style and culture, that it doesn't matter what the establishment sells or pushes. People adopt the new quality and the old system dies. So most revolutions of a better idea, as Victor Hugo wrote, no army can stop an idea whose time has come. That's the type of revolution I'm into, the one that succeeds, the one that's almost bloodless. Because the system will get violent in the end, it always does, at least some elements of it. But when you've already won the Velvet Revolution, the very police force, the very military that's been set up to crush the people is going to say, I want prosperity, I want freedom. You know what? We're not going to do that. And so the globalists spend all their time trying to dominate culture, dominate fads and trends, trying to sell tyranny as the coolest thing since sliced bread, trying to control the cultural icons of rock and roll and music and Hollywood to sell their ideas revolutionary, to defraud the people that are looking for a peaceful change into always buying into the next false paradigm. But if we just rediscover the historical baseline of what makes us successful, what satisfies us, what secures our future and our children's future, then we will see the fraud instantly and it will be overthrown peacefully. And so the system is scared to death of that. The NSA, with its aggregate systems on record, is scanning to understand the group mind, the collective unconscious, to be able to probe into that, understand it, to build archetypes, to capture the political will and misdirect it before we peacefully move to the next level. Because that threatens the monopoly of power of a few special interest groups, the central banks and the military-industrial complex, that don't even know what's good for them, who sit perched on top of everything else militarily. Everything is done militarily by them, trying to shut down prosperity because it's seen as competition, instead of building a larger marketplace and a more diverse system. I mean, when you really read high-level globalist PhD papers on how the world works, this is what it all talks about. And they're having the debate about whether a monolithic monopoly is a good idea. Joseph Stiglitz has been on probably 6-7 times, Nobel Prize winner, twice, agrees with my analysis about this, admits the central banks are criminal, are trying to shut down economies, want you bankrupt from birth to control you as debt slaves, and that that's not a tenable future. So really all I'm calling for is for us to come together and rediscover what works, rediscover that prosperity is easy. The Federal Reserve over the last two decades is always saying, we've got to raise taxes to cool down the economy. We don't want growth over 3.5%. What? Our growth until the 60s was 10% from the start of the country till now. But they sold the idea that growth was bad. Why? Because they want to control it. So when we come back, we're going to look at this guy that reportedly shot up a bunch of stuff in Austin Friday morning versus people shooting up police cars and the rest of it in Ferguson and other areas of the country. That's being sold by CNN and Time Magazine is wonderful. Shooting up fire department, trying to kill firefighters is wonderful. But this guy's a terrorist for shooting the police department. I say they're all the same.
Another word.
Another time.
Another time.
In the age of wonder.
In the age of wonder. Another word.
Another time.
Another time. His life was green and good.
Until
the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas. Broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Power of their source, the crystal. Crystal Method bringing us in.
The crystal.
A blast from 1997. I was playing This Is Bummer Music then.
The power of their source is freedom and justice and the truth, and it will set you free.
InfoWars, powered by truth. All right, ladies and gentlemen. You may have heard that before. I've been saying it about 15 years. Another talk show host now uses that term, which is fine with me. It's just that when people then rip off what you're doing, then people think you're ripping them off. So you got to say, no, I've been saying InfoWars.com is powered by truth since 1996. Powered by truth. InfoWars.com. All right. If I went on air and I said, shoot up police vehicles and shoot up fire department vehicles and try to kill people and shoot two cops, if I said go out and do that, I would be inciting a riot. I would be trying to organize criminal activity on a mass scale. It'd be called racketeering, and I should be arrested. But I'm not calling for that. That's why MSNBC constantly, along with CNN, every time a cop gets killed, tries to blame it on me with no evidence. I mean, we have 18 million listeners a week one way or another, a lot of them on the internet. They'll go search their computer. If they've ever visited my website, along with Fox News and ESPN, because I saw the subpoenas and all the sites that were listed, they don't blame ESPN or Fox News. They blame me. In fact, MSNBC blamed me for cops that got killed when they had been visited more than I had. And the guy was a white supremacist calling for my death on his website. I still got the blame when he shot three cops. What was his name? Richard Poplawski in Pittsburgh 5 years ago or 4 years ago. So this is what I deal with, ladies and gentlemen, constantly. Because they want to say my speech that's unifying and promoting Americana is inciting violence. While people actually calling for it are A-OK. Here is Time Magazine on Friday. I just ripped off Rush Limbaugh right there. Ferguson, I always love that. That's got the article right here. Ferguson, in defense of rioting. By Darlena Kunha. And she goes on to just say it's wonderful, basically. Okay, here's another one. Time Magazine columnist, violent riots necessary, close quote. Bunch of other garbage. I'm not going to. Here's one out of CNN. CNN is lying when they say Ferguson protests were, quote, peaceful. We have the video clip. I mean, I'm just going to vomit. And then when I covered this last week and said, I think shooting up, we had reporters there, Jakari Jackson, Joe Biggs, getting threatened and yelled at by the, quote, demonstrators that were saying, burn this baby down and stuff. When the stepdad of Brown came out and said, burn it all down, it's like, well, he just upset, you know. The point is that burning down your own neighborhood, that's an analogy of just a violent revolution. It's like burning down your own neighborhood. What do you stand for? What are you going to replace it for? What are you going to do? I'm sure the Ferguson police have done something wrong. I'm sure you feel oppressed. But Brown isn't the poster child here. The witnesses all say that basically he charged and attacked the cop. We're sad he's dead. Believe me, the police don't want all this trouble. The feds want to come in and stir up trouble to further federalize and then use the crises they help stir up to further militarize police. That's the big picture. But the larger question, I'm going to open the phones up in the next segment, is when is it legitimate to get violent? Well, I'll tell you when it is. When you're under attack, and let's say you're a Ukrainian in 1935, and the Leninists are raping your wives, taking you to slave labor camps, disappearing people. They're invaded your country. They're dragging you away. It's clearly tyranny. You've got a right and a duty to defend yourself. Nazi Germany, 1943. Somebody's coming down to the basement where you're hiding to take you to a concentration camp. You have a right and a duty to defend yourself. Cop pulls out a gun who's crazy and says, I'm going to kill you or I'm going to rape you. You have a right to defend yourself. The courts have ruled that. The cop lobbies are so out of control, they're fighting state laws like Indiana says, saying, no, a cop's order is always lawful. No, it's not. Not when you're outside the Constitution, Bill of Rights. No, it's not. Not when you have gotten out of the jurisdiction that is a protected office. Now you're just like a common street criminal. So there is a time to get violent. But you notice everything the system's doing and the Democratic Party's doing is trying to get a revolution, a uprising going now because their own constituents are waking up to them that socialism didn't deliver. And they didn't get free health care. And they got their minimum wages taxed, or they got their hours cut back under Obamacare. They're upset. And so the race baiting didn't work for Obama and Al Sharpton and the rest of these kleptocrats from the Ford Foundation. So all the, and the Carnegie Endowment, the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation, that's who funds them. So they're tripling and quadrupling down now in trying to get racial division going and also trying to scapegoat the police, county, city, state, federal, as some nebulous, they did it. They're the ones that, no, they're the minions following unconstitutional orders. They certainly have some blame when they're doing the wrong thing, but to just blame them is exactly what the globalists want. So we all fight with each other. It makes the cops get in their own little cult, makes the people get in their own little cult, and the social engineers sit back and laugh at us. Now, I said that it was terrorism under the classic definition. That doesn't mean charge them with terrorism. We already have statutes when somebody shoots police or shoots firefighters or shoots anybody else in cold blood, and it's premeditated. It's attempted murder, attempted capital murder, or it's capital murder, death penalty. Whether you agree with that or not, that's the law. So we don't need to use terrorism statutes. I know they're using them against drug offenses and stuff that's wrong. I trailblazed exposing that back when they passed the Patriot Act. Trailblazed trying to have it repealed across the nation. Had some success. I get that. But when I said shooting at firefighters, risking their lives to put out fires, and cops that are there trying to cover them, that's an act of terrorism. Just the name terrorism means using or threatening violence for a political aim. That's what that is. And for Time Magazine to call it legitimate or CNN to call it peaceful is a lie. And I had a lot of folks say, oh my gosh, you think black people are terrorists. No, I didn't say people protesting were terrorists. That's their right, and I defend it to the death. Most of them are a bunch of white hippies trying to stir things up. What I said was, is it wasn't smart to burn down your own neighborhood, and it's stupid, and it's violent, and it's dangerous, and it's looting and rioting. But I went on to say, if you're shooting at firefighters, if I see you shooting at firefighters, I'm going to pull my gun out and shoot you. I mean, just going to happen. So I did say, shoot people shooting at firefighters. Oh, my God, he wants the government to shoot black people. No, I don't. The Austin Police Department, Friday morning, right down there by the stables across the police department. I've seen the cops putting their horses up a million times. Let's not exaggerate. 100 times. Guy's putting horses up. The cop sees this guy shooting at the police station. Couple shots, takes him out. The guy is shooting the police department, shooting the Mexican consulate, shooting a federal building. And the video and photos I saw, shooting a bank. Could have killed an innocent person. He's waving a gun around. You're waving a gun around shooting in my direction. I'm going to shoot you. That's not siding with the police. It's not siding with, it's siding with common sense. Now, this guy was white. What's his name? 49-year-old Larry Stephen McWilliams. Now, am I going to get accused of being anti-white because I support the police killing him when he's trying to kill people? It's pointless protest. It's mindless to just go out and start shooting things up. That's going to get us into a civil war, not fix things. Whether it's Ferguson or Austin, black or white, it's bad.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I just sent this tweet out about 56 seconds ago. It says, at Real Alex Jones on Twitter, when is revolution the right thing to do, and who is the target? We are talking about it live now. Infowars.com/show for the free audio video feeds. So that's the question. Listen, the British government had been suppressing the colonies. They'd already had multiple revolutions in England demanding Magna Carta, free speech, rights. Quite frankly, only England has been successful overall in revolutions that created some basic freedom. It's been the trailblazer in banning slavery in Europe. It's been the trailblazer on the Magna Carta, Bill of Rights, Constitution. The revolution going on in England for freedom continued on into the colonies that were Englishmen mainly, under British rule. And they were violating laws that were on the books of people's freedom against unreasonable taxation, regulation, bureaucrats, police brutality, all of it. And when the Redcoats came to confiscate the guns at Lexington and Bunker Hill and Concord, the shot heard around the world took place. And the Redcoats fired first. They said, drop your firearms. And they said no. And the captain, famously, who was a doctor, was also a preacher there leading it, said, to paraphrase, we're not looking for a war, but if they want one, don't start it, but we're going to finish it. Get ready. If you want, you can pull up the famous Bunker Hill quotes if you want. I'll read the exact quote on air. But that's a shot heard around the world. The globalists don't want the shot heard around the world to be at the Bundy Ranch, something similar to Lexington or Concord. They want it to be pinning our hopes on some thug like Brown in Ferguson. They want the revolution to be framed around shooting up firefighters, fire trucks, and police cars for no reason. And that's just criminal activity and mindless, and burning down the Brown family's church, led by a black preacher who was against violence, so they burned down his church. Trying to bully people into violence. What does shooting up an empty police department at night do? Actually, it's never empty, but could have killed some people, I guess. Shooting up the empty Mexican consulate, shooting up an empty bank. What does that do? In the case of a white middle-aged gunman, can you imagine it was a black guy? They wouldn't even say that, because that's how the race media works. A white middle-aged gunman in what appears to be a politically motivated anti-government attack linked to immigration fired more than 100 rounds at buildings in downtown Austin early Friday and tried to set fire to the Mexican consulate before he died of a gunshot wound. Police identified the gunman as 49-year-old Larry Stephen McWilliams, or McWilliams, and said he had a criminal record. No details were immediately released about his background. Police were investigating whether he was killed by a police officer who fired at him in front of the police headquarters or died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. A police sergeant putting away police horses for the night shot the suspect with one hand while holding two horses with the reins in another. Austin Police Chief Art Acevedo told reporters. That was just a huge response to it. But what did it do? I mean, what if he'd have shot some random detective investigating home burglaries, home invasions? Or, you know, he'd probably shoot in the police department at night, a janitor. So you shoot some old janitor. I mean, you know, shoot him in the spine, paralyze him. Yay! There's this idea, I'm going to randomly just burn something down, or I'm going to randomly shoot some firefighters. I'm going to randomly, you don't even know their names. You don't know what they did. That is the most unjust, mindless, same thing with shooting up a police station. I want due process. I want justice. Those cops get due process and justice as well. And when they do something wrong, we need to go after them with due process. But you don't just shoot them up. And the climate and what the media's hyped and what they're selling and their plan to try to get the Second Amendment is to hype events like this to get other unstable people out of 200 million gun owners roughly now. Gun owners are just taking over the country, lowering crime everywhere we are. How do they plan to stop it? With TV shows and dramas and movies where crazy people go, instead of committing suicide, you go shoot up a police station. It's like death by cop, suicide by cop. They are hyping this to try to create a chain reaction. And you notice how long I've been warning of this, because I could see the programming. And you take some mentally unstable person out of work, criminal record, and they're mad at the world, and they're mad at the Mexican consulate, and they're mad at the bank, and they're mad at the cops, because a cop gave them a ticket, so they're going to go shoot this up. It's the same pointlessness of burning down your own neighborhood. This is not a revolution that will produce freedom and justice in a future. This is a revolution that will turn us into something like Liberia or Mexico. People say, in fact, the protesters we've had on the show live from Ferguson are like, Alex, I used to hear your show, but we're angry and people have a legitimate right to be angry and do this. And so you shouldn't be to burn down. I mean, the video that came out last Wednesday of the manager at a Papa John's fighting two thugs. And it's a white woman fighting two black guys to defend the place. They're trying to kick the windows out and rob it. And she fights them off even though they beat her up. What type of corporation is that, not having your managers armed in something like this? But where's the media saying, two, you know, racist thugs attack white woman? See, that doesn't fit the script. Because CNN says it's, quote, peaceful. The article's on Infowars.com with video. And why Time Magazine goes further and says when there's a time to riot, when rioting is good. Time Magazine's not our friend, folks. They want our guns. They want our freedoms. They're globalists. So, of course, they're promoting a big fight between the American people and the police. They want to cause a civil war where the cops get ordered to go confiscate the guns and then we're forced to defend ourselves and then it kicks off and the police and military get taken out along with the patriots in a civil war against each other. Can we cue up the To Russia With Love, please? The analogy of the two Siamese fighting fish and the other one waits till they've tired each other out. This is the grand game. This is divide and conquer. This is what I've warned you about thousands of times. No exaggeration. Every day for 5-6 years, I see their plan. I know their plan. It is not what we want. You start suing people. You start boycotting. You start Twitter campaigns. You start talking to people. That brings the system to their knees. They're already losing. We're already peacefully winning. Do you have any idea that 90%, over 90% of the military is now awake and knows what's going on? Do you understand that the police are the second most awake group? I've done an analysis of it, and I've seen the polls. The system is so god-awful scared of the police, it ought to make your head spin, ladies and gentlemen. We are so close to saving this country, and they want to overturn the chessboard because we're winning and start a civil war with staged terror attacks to blame the Liberty Movement. And they're worried that we're watching, so they won't pull those off. So they're going to try to hype it to get mentally ill people to go out and do stuff to create a climate of fear. Statistically, so far, extremely low chance of a patriot shooting cops. Statistically, very low chance of some black inner-city person burning down a building. But the media is trying to hype it like it's all imminent. We need to de-escalate all this, settle down, realize what's really happening, and say no to it. Do we have the clip? This is how they're playing us off against each other. The police are one fighting fish. The public are the other. The globalists are the third fish waiting in the background.
Siamese fighting fish, fascinating creatures, brave but on the whole stupid. Yes, they're stupid, except for the occasional one such as we have here, who lets the other two fight while he waits. Waits until the survivor is so exhausted that he cannot defend himself. And then, like Spectre, he strikes.
I find the parallel amusing.
Our organization did not arrange for you to come over from the Russians just for amusement, number three. Come in, Kronstein. Sit down, number three, while we listen to what number five has devised for us.
I hope Kronstein's efforts as director of planning will continue to be as successful as his chess.
They will be.
All right, let's stop right there. Then they get into how they want to play the Russians off against the U.S. and vice versa so they can destabilize things. This is exactly what the globalists do. This is the real world. Here's the toll-free number. When is revolution proper? When you're defending yourself. When there's no other chance to turn around peacefully. But those that shoot their mouths off about violence or want others to be violent, they'll never work for a peaceful restitution. If you worked for that with justice and common sense on your side, we could turn things around. That's what I'm looking for. And that's why I'm under attack by the entire system, because they want destabilization. They want strife. They want civil war. I don't want that, and you don't either. Second hour coming up. Toll-free number, 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers at first, then it's open to everybody. 877-789-2539. Second hour. Live worldwide in defense of the Republic and human freedom, straight ahead.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When I say first-time caller, I just mean we don't need people that are, got the number on speed dial calling in every time, because I want to give other folks a chance. Let's just say this. If you haven't called in a while or you're a first-time caller, we'd like to talk to you. We'd like to get your take on when is it time for revolution? If I know a vaccine's got really bad, quote, side effects like Gardasil, and they're trying to forcibly come shoot my kids up driving a white van, I'm going to try to, like, avoid them, try to legally battle them. But if it comes down to being cornered and I know it sterilizes my kids, I'm going to have to defend myself. And so I'm here illustrating what the threat is so that we collectively can just say no and have solidarity and strengthen numbers. That's what I'm getting at. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Now let's go to Anthony. Where are you calling from today, Anthony?
I'm calling from New York.
All right, welcome. Good to have you on air.
And how are you? I just basically want to call you on something you made a comment. I made a phone call a couple of weeks ago regarding that you were supposedly a CIA agent. I never actually said that, actually. I didn't mean that. I mean, everything that I owe as far as information-wise, I owe it to you, believe it or not. It was no disrespect at all to you. Believe me when I tell you that. Believe me.
I know. I just try to not make the show about me and folks say I'm Bill Hicks or I'm in the CIA. I'm in the Republic. I'm into freedom. I'm into human empowerment. And so the system just constantly throws out all these ad hominem attacks. It wouldn't matter what group I was with. It matters what I stand for. What I've promoted consistently is to promote freedom, promote wealth, promote justice, promote sovereignty, promote family. And promote going after the tyrants that have hijacked this country. And so I'm not running things. Why is the subject always back to me and not George Soros and the globalist? Anyways, listen, I appreciate your call. You know, I threw the phone number out and I wanted to talk about when is it right to have a revolution? What's your line in the sand? No comment on that either. All right. We don't screen our calls, folks. We just get all kinds of stuff. Makes it interesting, but my God. Dennis in Colorado, when is it right to revolt? What is your line in the sand?
Well, my line in the sand is, you go back to the Bible, Ephesians 5:11, and you should not walk with evil, but you should expose evil, and that is a revolution. If these people are not exposing evil, that is wrong.
Exactly. You call it out. You don't comply. You get in his face. It's not going to survive the will of the people. Exactly. The real power is the power of the pen in your mouth and juries and grand juries. All these guys cop out and say, when I see blue helmets, and I'm not knocking you if you say that. I get it. But I see a blue helmet, I'm going to kill them. You're not going to see blue helmets. They're not going to wear blue helmets. Go ahead.
And, the other thing is, remember when Harry Dent was on last Tuesday, not Tuesday before?
Yeah.
And they were talking about Germany that was falling in a collapse?
Yes.
Remember that? And NBC News, you could look it up, the same day Harry Dent was on, NBC News come out and said, Germany is the best economic recovery in the world. See how the lie? See how they lie?
Well, they have to prop up the EU, and Germany is the best of Europe. It's holding up Europe, and the Germans work incredibly hard. They are the most productive in Europe, but they're not having kids. And so, yeah, there's a lot of propaganda. Absolutely. Good to hear from you. William, Richard, and others, we're coming to you on the other side of this break. Wide open phones on this Sunday. Nobody follows the rules anyway, so anybody can call in who wants to, whatever. 877-789-ALEX. All I ask humbly is that you address what is your line in the sand, when is it right to revolt, am I wrong? We had a lot of Ferguson callers last Wednesday. When I say it's wrong to shoot up fire department trucks, I don't think that's how you launch your revolution. I mean, I'm sorry. Call me a traitor if you want.
When you grab a mask with your friends.
KLN, Los Angeles.
Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else.
Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1976 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live, back Sundays live, 4 to 6 p.m. You're in the middle of that right now. We're going to your phone calls. You just joined us. CNN came out in a couple different pieces we have linked on Infowars.com and said that the protesters were peaceful in Ferguson. We have another Time magazine headline when they basically say, you know, when is it time to riot? And they say, well, now basically is the time. There's the headline, Ferguson, in defense of rioting is the headline. That was back on November 25th last week. When the establishment media, MSNBC, CNN, you name it, George Soros connected groups, Democratic Party groups, have hundreds of demonstrations around the country with communist groups and the rest of it calling for violent overthrow and attack the police, you know it's bad. To tarnish protest and the First Amendment, to associate it with communism, to associate it with shooting up fire trucks and shooting cops who've done nothing, is the way to divide this country and bring it down. And that's what's going on. Media nationwide is pushing race war. That's all they've got. Aren't for Obamacare, you're racist. Don't want to turn your guns in, you're racist. Michael Moore, if you own guns and you're white, it's because you're scared of black people. That's a quote from CNN. This is all they've got while these big foreign banks that run the country loot the treasury with bailout money, Obamacare scamming everybody, Obama opening the borders up to give free welfare to tens of millions of people, all these unconstitutional scams happening. And all they've got is trying to get us to fight with each other. So I ask you, is Ferguson a legitimate, quote, revolution? Burn down your own neighborhood. I'm not signing on to that revolution. Is this reported man in Austin, Friday morning at 2:20 in the morning, 49-year-old Larry Stephen McWilliams, shot up the police department and the Mexican consulate and a bank and a federal building? And the media, who I don't believe, but it could be true, you know, says he was basically mad about open borders. I don't think that's legitimate. I think that makes the law-abiding citizens that are against totally open borders and Obama acting as a dictator look illegitimate. He's a white guy, by the way. I'm not siding against him because he's white. Just like I'm not siding against the people shooting at the police. My reporters were there when bullets were bouncing off and cops were getting shot. They had body armor on, so they only got shot in the arms. But they're like, good, kill him. Kill some random person who doesn't even want to be out there at night because somebody got shot who charged a cop. And I'm not saying the police are perfect. They've been federalized, they've been militarized, and rioting only lets the feds come in and take control. And the Justice Department, the Democratic Party, have been caught in this case in Ferguson and going back to the whole Trayvon Martin thing. And Zimmerman was clearly a kook, been in a bunch of trouble after that. But the neighbors who were black said he was banging his head in the ground. So he had a right to defend himself. There was reasonable doubt, so they couldn't indict him. Well, they couldn't convict him. He was indicted, a jury. In this case, there was reasonable doubt with the cop, so they didn't indict him. And it was a black cop shooting a white guy, and there was reasonable doubt. I don't think in racial terms. I think in terms of justice. But they don't want you thinking in terms of justice. They want you thinking in terms of race purely, because they can manipulate that. That's my view. I want your take. Pam, Ryan, James, Mark, John, Richard, William. We're going to go to everybody today. What is your line in the sand? Because there are times to legitimately have a revolution. When they're coming to take your guns. When they're seizing your bank accounts randomly across the board. We know what tyranny looks like. The government now says, oh, there's never a time to say no. There's never. No, obviously there is. But have we exhausted all the peaceful forms before we get there? A, B, hitching my wagon to people shooting at firefighters or shooting up the police department with janitors in it at night or a federal building. Never. That is the opposite of the revolution I want to be involved in. I want to be involved in a revolution of ideas and free market where my ideas are so good and what I'm promoting is so prosperous that the system wants to join with me. Because it's a very tiny group at the top manipulating the entire system. The average person in the system wants justice, wants freedom, wants wealth. They're not our enemy. You know, 10 years ago, I was much more anti-police and military because I saw them being prepared for war, being trained against us. And so automatically said, you're the enemy. Instead of going, hey, you're being trained to fight the American people. When that's pointless, let's not fight with each other. Let's come together against the globalists. And the military and police responded saying, absolutely, we know you're right. See, that's why the globalists want to have a big fight between us, is because it's one of our biggest hopes is to do this peacefully. We can do it, folks. It can happen. The globalists' only hope is a civil war. They're going to stage terror attacks and blame it on liberty movement people. Why do they want violence? Why did they stage Oklahoma City? To blame the proto-Tea Party. They're going to do it again. I know their attack profile. I've got it figured out. It's not hard. Let's not be chumps. Let's take a few calls now. Just open phones after that. Pam in Wisconsin, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Love you to pieces. I'm calling to talk to you about the, I believe the line in the sand for me, I am a first-time caller, is the microchipping, forced vaccination, or gun confiscation, any one of those three things.
Me too. I'm not looking for trouble, but you push me. I'm not going to a FEMA camp. Keep your hands off me. Exactly. They start doing open authoritarian stuff, it's over.
Well, and I also want to know, isn't there or couldn't there be some type of lawsuit that would go on for that homeless guy that was shot in the back? I watched.
Oh, yeah, they're killing white homeless people. I just say that because nobody seems to care. In like L.A. and in Albuquerque, and the cop driving up the videos, we've aired it. Have you heard the cop saying, I'm going to kill this guy when he's driving up on the squad car cam?
Yeah, that one in where he was camping, the camper?
Yeah, no, the camper, but driving up, they're bragging how they're going to kill him because they're sick of campers.
Exactly.
And then they shoot the unarmed guy and make fun of him, let the dog eat him. All those guys are mental patients and need to be put in jail immediately.
And then how his leg moved, and they just shot a barrage of bullets into him. I was just sickened when I saw that video, and I'm wondering why isn't there some wealthy person out there or a group of people that can sue the city in that case?
Well, I mean, you can tell when a department's bad, and the Albuquerque Police Department is probably the worst police department in the country. I'm a news person. I don't have any beef against them. I read the news every day. Albuquerque is in the sights every day. And by the way, they're federalized. Like, take Austin. I would call it a model department just from statistics, numbers, and what I've experienced. Albuquerque is the opposite. You know, the APD in Albuquerque is the opposite of the APD in Austin, Texas. I mean, they are dangerous thugs on average. And their own squad, haven't seen the squad car video where he's pulling up? He was fired off the state police for bizarre behavior, and he says, I'm going to kill this guy, and brags to the other cops, and they say on the tape, on the radio, the squad car, they go, why are you going to do that? And then he goes up and kills the homeless guy. I mean, again, exactly. We have a problem with craziness in this country. Whether it's in the police department or some guy shooting up the police department, mental illness is the issue. I appreciate your call. Great points. And your line in the sand is my line in the sand. All right, I'm going to just take 7-8 calls next segment. I'm going to Patrick. And then I'm going to Mark. And I'm going to Josh and James and Ryan and William and Richard and John and David and everybody else. Straight ahead, Infowars.com. There's no other talk radio like it.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We're going to Brian in just a moment and others. Our forebears with the colonies met, they organized, they had a plan. They listed the criminal actions that had been committed and they said, join us. If you want to resist this foreign invasion of an illegitimate king who's violating Englishmen's rights and people joined them, and they won. And then you could decide which side you were going to join. Only the minority joined the Republic, but it had the right, so it won. That's the type of rebellion I would join. But you want to randomly shoot some fire department people or burn down your own church or shoot the police station up? No, I'm not going to join that. British government makes it where the U.S. couldn't bring in or the colonies couldn't bring in their own tea, but select groups could, and you want to sabotage a ship with tea on it? Made a big point. It's the Boston Tea Party. Smart. Designed to resonate with the people as justice in the face of injustice. It's like a black woman sitting at the front of the bus. She was told to go to the back, Rosa Parks. Those are the types of civil disobedience that I'll sign on to. Not shooting firefighters. Not shooting random cops. No. Never. And notice the enemy, the George Soros-connected groups, Time Magazine, CNN, are endorsing Ferguson. Well, you're going to find me on the opposite end of CNN every time. Just get ready for that. Meanwhile, I told Art Acevedo, the awesome police chief, he's probably been on the show 6-7 times, in here, that his federally funded blood draw, even though I say it's a good department, it does a lot of bad federal stuff, I said it would get overturned at the Texas and the federal Supreme Court. It's been overturned at the Supreme Court once, partially another time that he claims is a victory. Now at the Texas Supreme Court last week, KXAN, a law that allows Texas police officers to draw the blood of suspected drunk drivers without a warrant, has been ruled unconstitutional by the Court of Criminal Appeals. The law allowed officers to draw blood or breath tests from DWI suspects against their consent and for that to be used in evidence against them. And they go on to say that we hold that a nonsensical search for DWI suspect's blood conducted pursuant to the mandatory blood drawn and implied consent provisions in the Transportation Code when undertaken in the absence of a warrant or any applicable exception to the warrant requirement violates the Fourth Amendment, said the ruling. No kidding. So again, we spank the political people when they do something wrong. We have a debate with them and we win. And they'll probably keep violating, we sue again. But we don't go shoot up the police department and lose the moral high ground. Besides, these departments are all handicapped by regulations and federal control. They're just under federal command. The issue is they're under federal control. It's self-controlled by the UN, under UNESCO. Look it up. What I'm saying is don't blame the janitor for what the CEO is doing. Stop focusing on the police. Focus on the robber barons, the Davos, the Bilderberg groups up there getting, you know, $14 trillion bailouts of our tax money and stuff of derivatives. It's not even our debt. That's the crime. Not like morons just running out and blowing something up. That's what the system wants us to do. They're going to do that and blame it on us. We sure don't need to do it for them. Fly an airplane into the IRS like Joe Stack did. They need that because they're committing so many crimes, no due process, tyranny at the IRS, that when they get attacked, it makes them feel okay about what they're doing. Gandhi didn't physically attack anybody. He let them deal out the abuse but exposed them, and the British Empire fell. There's a time to defend yourself, but it's only when you're cornered and don't have any other choice. Then you have the high ground. You don't go out and lose the high ground. And the globalists want us to give up the high ground. I'm going to shut up and go to your calls. Brian in Iowa, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead, Brian. You're on the air. Okay, he's not there. Let's go ahead and move on to Patrick in Illinois. Patrick, you're on the air. Go ahead. I must have a phone system problem. Okay, we didn't have that turned on. Sorry, we'll go back to Brian in a minute. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, Alex. Have you heard about the individual in Ferguson who accidentally burned down his own home because it was dark and he thought it was a 7-Eleven? And then he attempted to dial 911, and the fire department said they're too busy. So he claimed that they were racist is the reason they didn't want to put out the fire that for his house that he burned down. But
yeah, I did hear about that. I did see that. Yeah, that's classic.
But the line in the sand was crossed a long time ago with the NDAA and the Patriot Act. But we need to be, like you said with Gandhi, we need to remain peaceful, and we need to keep exposing it further until Because I don't think you're an average person on the street. You're a student of history. You know, the French Revolution and the Red Brigades under Chairman Mao. The footage I see in Ferguson reminds me eerily of that. And they want to steer that towards their own phony revolution, not a peaceful revolution like you were saying.
Exactly. Look, they knew the Arab world was going to blow up because half the public's on subsistence level. So food prices go up, they start starving. They know hungry people blow up. So they then hijack it with an Al-Qaeda revolution that our government funded and is now fighting to destabilize the whole region. That is so criminal. Exactly. We don't want a French Revolution here. We do not want that. That's my only point, is that if George Soros is trying to stir up socialist revolutions in America, then I'm not going to join with it. I'm sorry. Anything else?
If you could maybe one of these days just go over and just show footage. I've seen so many documentaries about Chairman Mao and the French Revolution. The footage is eerily similar with just different people in different clothes. It may be like a nightly news thing, but thank you for taking my call. We can move on.
Oh, it's good to hear from you, brother. All right, we go to Richard in Rhode Island. Richard in Rhode Island, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I wanted to mention that guy that provoked Jakari. He was filming Jakari as Jakari was filming him. And I believe he was an Asian provocateur. He's trying to provoke Jakari. And he was trying to provoke the crowd to turn on them. Joe and Jakari, and then you could blame InfoWars to trying to incite a riot.
That's right. My crew thinks the guy's Justice Department. They followed him around. It's an ongoing investigation, but there was this black guy with two masks on that came over to Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson in Ferguson last week during the rioting and burning buildings and kept trying to start a fight, basically, and tried to get other people to attack him. And he acted like an expert provocateur, did he not?
Yeah, it came close. The crowd almost turned on those two guys. It came close, I thought. I thought they kept their cool. I thought they were remarkable guys. But I want to say one thing about liars. Liars usually accuse someone else of what they're guilty of. He called Jakari a sellout, right? This guy says he's complaining about oppression, but people like him oppressed his neighborhood, you know? And they lie about you all the time. I see it all the time. And you're the innocent one here.
I just want my kids to have a future. I mean, here's how I judge things. What do I want for my children who are going to grow up with your children? I want justice. I want freedom. They want a brand, a peaceful revolution as shooting up firefighters. It's so simple. I can't believe Time Magazine endorses burning stuff down. Can you believe that?
Yeah, they're provocateurs too.
No, I agree. And if they indict Brown's stepfather, they should indict the writer of this article in Time Magazine. I mean, I think he's covered by the First Amendment to endorse overall burning and rioting, because you're not calling for it in a certain spot in time. But still, I have a right to say I think it's dirty and nasty and stinks to high heaven, and I'm boycotting Time Magazine. Stay with us. More calls coming up. We're live.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
This happens three or four times a year. I recognize it when it happens. You notice there wasn't audio for the first few callers. We have a computerized phone system, which is great. We can take 100 calls. Sounds great, but it has heart attacks occasionally and crashes. We had like 20 callers on hold. It hung up on all of you. I apologize. Try to get back in right now. We'll get your name and info back up, where you're calling from. We didn't do it. The system had a heart attack. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. What is your line in the sand? It's simple. If we're going to have a revolution, how do we do it? Who's the enemy? Democrats? Republicans? No, it's special interests that aren't free market that are using government to take over markets and society. It's the UN. It's Agenda 21. It's anti-free market forces. I've made films. We've named them. We've had experts on. We've documented who's behind it. They're the enemy. And that very enemy is pushing all this multiculturalism and infighting and rioting and all the rest of it because they want to wreck the society to have the feds come in as the saviors. We're getting some of your calls back up on the screen there. I'll go to you in a moment. I didn't want to just run a Black Friday or Cyber Monday special. I wanted to run the mother of all specials across the board. high-quality colloidal silver with its great antibiotic history, highest quality silver bullet, the InfoWarsLife.com brand. Normally, you know, $25, the same brand's like $30 in major stores under another name. We've got it for $19.95, plus free shipping. Buy a fifth, four bottles, get a fifth bottle free. But you can just get a special on one bottle. We've got that going while supplies last. They'll probably be sold out within 2 days. InfoWarsLife.com. Super Male Vitality is the most popular sale we're doing. 30% off all Super Male Vitality. That's a whole bunch of herbs and extracts known to boost male vitality. It's the best out there. It blows people away. You've heard the rave reviews. We've got that. And when it comes to other non-supplement specials, we have 50% off all new ProPure Prepper Series, gravity-fed stainless steel, highest quality water filters to purify your water at home or on the road. We have those 50% off. Basically, there's no profit in it. We're just doing this as an insane loss leader. It's super aggressive capitalism. 50. Normally, it's 10% off promo code water. 50% off the already lowest price. So there you go. That's going right now. We've got DNA Force. Buy two bottles of Survival Shield and get a free bottle of that. That's up there on the site. And tomorrow, starting at midnight, this isn't going yet, we have free shipping on select items. On Cyber Monday, free shipping on everything, and all the other specials continue. 20% off. Buy four, get one free continues, and free shipping on everything tomorrow at InfoWarsLife.com. A bunch of specials at InfoWarsStore.com. The books, the videos, the Molon Labe clothing. I mean, I'm wearing the camouflage one I designed, but it's sold out. We've got the regular black ones up there. InfoWarsLife.com. Give the gift of liberty this Christmas season. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And be sure and spread the word about local AM and FM affiliates. Support their sponsors. Become a sponsor. We've got some new limited edition Molon Labe belt buckles in, both in English and in Latin. Those will sell out, limited edition, designed by you-know-who, InfoWarsStore.com or MadeIn1776.com. And that's how we fund ourselves the old-fashioned way, not with taxpayer money like NPR, but with you buying high-quality products. Okay, let's go back to your calls. Got some calls back on the line. Brian in Iowa, sorry the phone system was down. Let's see if this time works. Go ahead.
Hey, God bless you, my brother in liberty. I love everything you do for us, Alex.
Thank you, brother.
I just ran for Congress up here in Iowa, and I got 1.55% of the vote. I spent less than $200 to get on the ballot and to run.
Wow.
And I'm going to run in the Republican primary, and the establishment is afraid of us standing up against them. So if you don't hear the candidates saying the things that you believe in, you have the right to run as a candidate yourself.
And that's right, Brian. Even if you don't win, you're in the debates, you're on TV, you're freaking them out, you're injecting intel, and in a statewide or big citywide race, you're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions, of free publicity for freedom. It's so exciting, and it's got them scared, so it shows they're weak.
Yeah. They excluded me from the two congressional debates because I did not accept a single penny to run for office. I didn't accept any campaign contributions, but I'm going to run again, and I'm reminded of Justice Brandeis's quote that he said that liberty is the secret to happiness and courage is the secret to liberty. So we all need to be courageous, and we need to help each other out.
I hear that, brother. What is your line in the sand?
My line in the sand is if they start rounding people up and putting them in camps. My grandfather was a prisoner of war of the Japanese for 3.5 years. And he taught me that if they ever start rounding people up, you have every right to defend your liberty and defend your family.
And here's the deal. The Democratic Party and the stuff that's come out in federal court, they really plan a collapse of society, a political roundup. And I'm not looking for trouble. And I want to say something. If everything goes to hell in a handbasket, I'm not going to be looking for cops. Okay, I'm going to be looking for the people that did this. And that's all I'm saying. The globalists want us to kill cops. They do not want us in a civil war to go after them. And I want all the globalist traitors to know, we know who you are, and we're not just going to have some stupid civil war. And we're going to take back the states and we're going to statewide indict you. And even if it doesn't get you convicted, it's going to expose you in the court of public opinion. And more, you're seeing these war criminals like Henry Kissinger can't travel to Europe, can't travel to Asia because they've got indictments out on him. These people are not invincible. God bless you. Good to hear from you, Brian. Josh in Washington, moving quick. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. First-time caller, double-year listener.
Good to have you. Go ahead.
I just want to go over a few points. My line in the sand is when all political avenues are extinguished, which they are not. We still have the initiative system. We have...
We're having huge victories. Amendment. Look at the poll numbers. Congress has a 7% approval rating. We've won the info war. All we got to do is walk in there and take over Congress, walk in and take over the states. It's game over.
Yeah, 50% of the voting pool has deserted the Democratic and Republican Party. You know, we have a big protest going on up here in Washington on December 13th. So that's 2 weeks from today. It's at 11 a.m. Pacific time. We're going to be having 3,000 people in civil disobedience against I-594. That's the expanded background check.
Absolutely, that George Soros and Gates and Bloomberg funded.
Yes, and they're trying to go after Nevada, Maine, Arizona. They're coming after everybody. We need to stand for right now. If you're in Nevada,
a bunch of billionaires with up to 15 armed bodyguards want you and your family disarmed. What scum!
We ain't having that, you know. So we're going to be up there doing that. You can see that on Facebook at I-594. I will not comply. You know, it's going to be a huge deal, and I want to hear, I want to hear and see the listeners of this show there. You know,
I hear you.
You guys are the guys.
Well, listen, I'm not saying I'm for violence, and I'm not calling for this. I want to be clear, but if you're black and you're mad, don't burn down your own church or try to attack a Papa John's or shoot cops. But I mean, you know. People like Bill Gates and all these folks doing this stuff who are tax exempt and get our tax money, you know, I'd say, hey, I don't agree with that, but I wouldn't call you a terrorist if you did something, you know, nonviolent, you know, whatever to Bloomberg, who's got 15 armed guards. I mean, he has 15, I've got videos of it all over, 15 armed guards that rough people up as a private citizen, but he wants you and your house disarmed. What a piece of trash. I mean, that's the enemy right there. People like Bloomberg, people like Warren Buffett, who calls for higher taxes on the middle class, and that bastard is tax exempt. And I'm sorry. And I mean, you look at who funds gun control, open borders, breaking up families. It's Bloomberg, it's Warren Buffett and Bill Gates, and George Soros, who's a Nazi collaborator. I mean, why is that guy walking around outside of prison? He went on 60 Minutes and said he's not ashamed of rounding up thousands of people for the Nazis. I mean, what is going on here? Crashing.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, final segment. I see Mark, Trish, Mike, James, Ryan, Francis, and Lisa. I want to get to at least those seven calls. Sorry to the others. So make your point. I'm going to shut up, move to the next person. What is your line in the sand? We're discussing that. The establishment worldwide is playing with fire. There's no way they're going to get away with this global destabilization. I just want stability. I want freedom. I think other people want that. Clearly, under Agenda 21, Cloward and Piven, the establishment's decided to try to take over with economic warfare. You won't get away with it if we've identified you. And we have. Let's go ahead. So back off now. Give up now. Mark in San Jose, California. You're on the air.
Okay. Seize the prophets of Baal. Do not let one of them escape. And John's comments are taking advantage of the excited feelings of the people over the manifestation of Jehovah as the true God. Elijah called on them to seize the priestly imposters. So seize the prophets of Baal, Alex.
Well, that's now, true. The government's taken over the churches, and true men and women of God that love freedom are not speaking up, and that's why we're in such tyranny. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I've listened to Rush Limbaugh for many, many years, and I didn't even know about you till you ran a commercial on his program, The Obama Deception, which I quickly bought. And then it's like 90% you.
And I know a guy actually that listens to KOMY 1340 from 9 to noon, and he literally goes door to door, no lie, Alex, and says, hey, can you please turn your radio to KOMY 1340? You won't believe what you're going to hear. Turn your radio to KOM 1340, ma'am, right now. I don't have time.
No, I know. We're beating Rush in the ratings there, even though the same guy owns both stations. So it's great. We don't mind that. Look, but I mean, I'm not here in the same time slot as Rush to defeat him. I didn't want that job. The folks that hired me like 17 years ago to syndicate my show said, no, you're going in this slot. I had a nighttime show, and they ordered me to go up against Rush Limbaugh. So I'm not trying to defeat him, but in cities from Orlando to Rochester, New York, to you name it, to San Jose, we've beat Limbaugh on smaller stations in the same time slot. But I'm on a lot of the same stations as him. So, you know, at the end of the day, Rush has a few issues, but he's not George Soros, so he's an ally overall. And so I like seeing Rush wake up to the New World Order. That's what's really exciting. I appreciate your call, Mark, but good points. Lisa, in Massachusetts, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I wanted to point out, I kind of like what the last guy just said, but I wanted to point out...
Well, I mean, Matt Drudge has tweeted that he listens to me instead of Rush Limbaugh, so, I mean, I get it. The thing is, My brass ring is not to unseat Rush Limbaugh. That'll probably happen when he retires, but that my goal is not to be successful. My goal is to defeat the tyrants. Go ahead.
I meant the other part.
The other part. Money. Sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. I noticed that on Thanksgiving and even before Thanksgiving, the globalists and the powers that be were talking up all the Black Friday sales, and stores were opening on Thanksgiving. I feel like a lot of this is deliberate to undermine, you know, the time that people used to spend with their family, and think about what the holidays meant. And I'm sure they'll have Christmas night sales now too.
You have hit the nail on the just absolute target. I meant to make that point. It is 100% like Santa Claus unseats Christ, like Halloween unseats, you know, other Christian holidays, or vice versa. It is 100% meant to make the new religion consumerism on a day that's about not having stores open and spending time with your family. You are absolutely correct.
So one way to revolt against that is not to spend the money and not to go shopping. It's crazy.
Other points. I mean, what about the riots fighting over so-called deals? I mean, the incredible video.
That's insane. And the deals aren't even deals. It's ridiculous. The stuff does cost more on that day. And anyone who pays attention and reads the paper will see that.
Well, that's what's frustrating to me is I've looked at Black Friday sales. I have a stack of news on it. Here's one out of Business Insider. Is Black Friday a scam? It goes through it. Black Friday scams, why deals are misleading. Cheat sheet. Syracuse.com, Black Friday tips to avoid Cyber Monday scams. I mean, it's just one of the worst days to shop on average. Do some people have great deals? Yeah, we do. But I can't imagine telling someone you've got a sale and it's really not a sale. That just discredits the whole industry anyways. Why? Because the people are ignorant. They get away with this.
That's right. And not shopping is a way to protest. And
I agree.
I also found that it was very interesting that none of the major networks carried Obama's speech to legalize the illegals. And what are they thinking? And then Ferguson is a big distraction from that.
I agree. I totally agree. What a great caller. Thank you for the call. They didn't have that on television because they want to do it by stealth. And then Ferguson being announced at night, worst time, total political distraction, and they admit the Justice Department ran all those decisions. James in Austin, Texas, listening on 590 AM, KLBJ. Go ahead, James.
Hey, Alex, I appreciate everything you do, man.
Thank you, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, a couple of things. I think the time for the line in the sand has already gone by. But the reason I say this is because they killed Gary Webb. They killed Michael Hastings. They're getting a lot bolder about everything. But I think if we wait until we have another false flag like 9-1-1, that it's going to be too late.
Okay, well, let me ask you this then, without giving out targets. I mean, I get legitimately we've reached the point where you could argue that people can resist. You certainly don't target random cops or firefighters, right?
No, not at all. And I think Ferguson is just them stirring the pot because that is their overall goal, to have a civil war.
So if it's their goal to have a civil war, we don't play. I mean, I get we've been abused, you-know-what-it on and rubbed in. But if they want us to get violent, let's not get violent. Let's get politically active.
Right, right. But I think if we wait until they do come to take the guns and everything, I think if we wait until they're ready, it's going to be too late by then.
Yeah, but who calls that shot?
And how do you get them organized?
But look, the whole federal preparation, and then the feds have been seized by the globalists on record, is to stop state rights movements and governors and legislatures. They've got the John Warner Defense Authorization Act under Bush to martial law states that don't follow federal orders. So they've already got that set up. We delegitimize what the feds are doing so they don't politically have the will to do it, and we have the states reconvene the republic. I mean, 3 years ago I had the article about Declaration of Independence Part 2. It went viral. Constitutional scholars came on and said it was a great plan, follow the Constitution. It doesn't say in the Declaration of Independence we got to have a revolution to make something new. It says whatever form we choose. I like the old America. That's really the new America. You know, the new idea of Renaissance. I want that. I don't want a bunch of offshore banks to sit back and start a civil war and laugh at us while George Soros, you know, lives in Europe. Thank you, James. Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hello, Mike. Come on down. You're on the air.
You know, lining the stand, I think it's been crossed a long time ago, probably with Abraham Lincoln. It is such a slow step, a slow crossing of this line that people are blind to it. And a problem I'm having is, you know, a lot of my friends, they say you can't fight the system, a big attitude of you can't fight the system. How do you get past that?
Well, I found when I apply myself with truth and justice and the facts, I win every time peacefully. But people just aren't confident. They're not focused. They don't have the will to realize they're leaders. And I'm looking for more leaders. I mean, all I see in the military is people that are awake. Most of the cops I talk to are totally awake. Most of the citizens know something's wrong. So I don't know why we can't turn things around. We just got to start organizing. We've got to be serious. It comes down to that. I know we don't want a civil war. I appreciate your call, Mike. Let's talk to Francis in New York. You're on the air.
God bless you, Alex. How are you?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
I'm very good. A couple of calls have actually stole my thunder. Basically, the line that will cross me is basically if you take my neighbors or their families to a FEMA camp, that will be the last straw.
Yeah, they start arresting people for political speech. That's going to start the real deal.
Absolutely. And not only that, I've spoken to a couple of sheriffs that I know. They're very, very good people. And they said to me that basically they will never take people's guns away from people. They will never do that. Absolutely not.
Absolutely. That's why the globalists are so upset. They can't get the police and military to do what they want. So they want us to have a civil war with them to make them the enemy to get that to happen.
Yes. And I think what they do is they use the Hegelian dialectic. They use the divide and conquer strategy, like you've always said that in the past. They're very astute when it comes to that.
So we don't play. We just take back our states, take back our cities, be moral, point out the globalists are the ones making us go bankrupt, and hopefully the sheep will wake up. But God bless you. Look, we know when George Soros and CNN and MSNBC want riots and stuff, we know it's not a good idea. I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Pray for peace, pray for justice, pray for prosperity, pray we repent for all the abortions. I'm Alex Jones signing off. Great job with the crew. InfoWars.com.